everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears?
Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Tuesday edition of the podcast. We get you ready for the final week of the NFL regular season, the last full slate of games with meaning until week one next September. It's kind of a bittersweet week. You get excited for the playoffs and everything that that brings, but we don't have the abundance of wagering options that we have during the regular season. But here we are, week 18, and it's a strange result for the podcast picks this weekend. We finished kind of overall 3-3 on the weekend picks. Now, we had two bets on the Bengals and Bills game, which were voided. Cincinnati against the spread. We had Burrow over rushing yards. And then we also talked about the over in Christian Kirk receiving yards. And books did not post that because of the incentives in line for the Jaguars wide receivers. So they didn't even bother putting those lines up, knowing that a bunch of people were waiting to bet them. So we finished 3-3, but we did hit with Pittsburgh. We hit with Walker over on carries. And then a big one from my guy Dell, the Cole Kmet touchdown, which you said you saw as big or got as big as plus 300.
Yeah, right before game time, they had it at plus 300 at FanDuel. So I doubled down on it, of course, naturally. And I didn't have to sweat at all. It was beautiful. The only touchdown the Bears scored was my guy.
And it was right at the start of the game.
Right too. At the start. It was 7-7, I believe. So I was watching that game. I had a lot of fantasy implications in it as well because I was in the final and now the champion as well. Nice. So nice to make some money and win the fantasy.
And you won your fantasy.
And I won.
Wow, very nice. Bottom that's good, crown. Man. And that's a good lesson too, is that like if you really like a bet and then you see better odds, even though you've bet it once, you feel that strongly about it, go ahead and bet it again. I've done that with point spreads and totals a ton. Is, you know, if that number moves and you're like, oh, well, now I'm getting a better number, but you truly feel solid about that bet, go ahead and hit it again. If you feel that strongly about it. So good on you, Dell. Congratulations on your titles and your big touchdown winner. With all that said, let's go. 600 seconds on the clock, please.
New year, new me. Same me, though.
All right. So before we jump into week 18, we're going to talk Bills and Bengals briefly. Now, the big news Tuesday, of course, the scary scene on Monday Night Football. Buffalo safety DeMar Hamlin suffers that heart attack on the field. Scary stuff. And, of course, they call this game first quarter, as they should have. And that's where we stand. And a ton of positive vibes and love go out to him and hope for a safe recovery there. Now, this is a sports betting podcast, so I got to take the sports betting side of things here. And a lot of people were wondering what's going to happen now that this game, the league saying it is not going to happen this week, but they have not made a decision to cancel the game outright. And I'm not going to trivialize this circumstance or situation or dehumanizing it here, but just from the betting side of things, books are dealing with pending wagers on the Monday night game in a bunch of different ways. Some have already voided wagers. They've returned bets right away, and they're going to either repost a line and take new bets if the line does, or if the game does get rescheduled, or if they pick up where they left off. Other books, they have house rules that they follow, and they usually have like a window of days, 8 days or so, that the game has to be played. You see this a lot when it comes to like weather games and lightning and stuff like that. And that's why you could have some bets right now that are still pending. I had some bets that were still pending this afternoon, and then they with the league announcing that it's not going to happen this week, they reissued refund on those. So house rules used to be the lay of the law. That was kind of the law of the land. Books really stuck to that because they are baked into a lot of their gambling laws around the control boards and how it's regulated. You see a lot of newer books too, doing things like issuing void bets on bad beats and player props when guys get injured early in the games. And that's more of a marketing move and a sign kind of good faith, but just a reminder, know your house rules. And when it comes to situations like this, you know, realize that there are humans at play here. Don't get all shitty about your bets. All right. With that said, we kick off Tuesday's pod as we do each week, highlighting the big line moves, opening 48 hours of action. Motivations are very mixed in the final week of the season, which is always tricky. And here are some of the better line moves here. Tampa Bay punched its ticket to the playoffs with a win over Carolina last Sunday, leaving nothing to play for in Week 18 when they visit the Falcons in the finale. And knowing this, bookies went and installed Atlanta as touchdown favorites at home against a Bucs team that would logically want to rest starters after what has been a training camp, a preseason, a regular season, just littered with injuries. Well, logic does not apply to this year's Bucs team, obviously. And Brady and head coach Todd Bowles say they want to play the first teamers and finish Week 18 out strong. This has bookies chopping the spread down to Atlanta -3, not fully buying into the Bucs' fight to the finish, but more on this game in a bit. Minnesota open as 2-point road favorites in Chicago in Week 18, with the Vikes pretty much parked into the -3 spot in the conference. With a win over Chicago and a 49ers loss to Arizona, that would bump them up to -2, but it seems like a long shot, though. But despite the slim odds, Kevin O'Connell says he's going to play his starters in the finale, and that has the Vikes up to as high as -4 versus the Bears. Now, some books at -3.5, knowing the second half could see those first teamers rest and pulled from the game. And the first half spread is Minnesota -3, which normally would be -1.5 or -2 given the full game spread. That kind of tells the story there. The Miami Dolphins still battling for a playoff spot. They move from as high as 4-point home chalk to as low as a pick'em hosting the Jets in Week 18. Tua still out. Teddy Bridgewater busted pinky on his throwing hand, and that could leave QB3 Skylar Thompson under center again against a very good New York defense. Jets head coach Robert Saleh as well, looking to douse some flames around his office chair. People are not happy with him. He needs a win in Week 18 after the team's late season swoon. Total for this game has also dropped from 41.5 to 38.5 points. We have Kansas City Chiefs opening as big as 10-point chop. They dipped down to -7.5 at Las Vegas on Saturday. Movement on Tuesday was tied to the uncertainty around the Bills-Bengals game, trying to get out ahead of any speculation that the league would try to jam a game into the Thursday slot and then probably have likely one or both of those teams forfeit and then kind of gift-wrap the #1 seed to KC in Week 18. But the league announced that the game will not be played this week, yet did not say whether it's going to be canceled altogether or not. It seems unlikely that they get it in, and that means Kansas City is playing for the top seed on Saturday in Las Vegas, and the spread has started to tick back up. We're seeing it back up to -8. The Chiefs are -4.5 first half favorites, more than likely trying to build a big lead and then pull their starters out at half. Also pushing this spread down is a solid showing from the Raiders and their QB2 Jared Stidham against San Francisco last weekend. Vegas, ever since getting blanked 24-0 against New Orleans Week 8, they've played in 9 straight games decided by a single score. They're also 5-2 ATS in the last 7 outings. So a couple other notable moves. Carolina climbed as high as +5 before money showed up on Steve Wilkes and his never say die guys. There we go. And the Panthers are down to +3.5 in New Orleans. And Dallas opened -6, dropped to -4.5, back up to -5.5 at Washington. So we swing our attention to Week 18 schedule, and we give our final spot bets of the season. Week 18, already a tricky situation, but we're going to shine some light on these situational spots. Starting with a letdown in the New York Giants, Dable couldn't have asked for a better game in Week 17. He thumped the Colts, final home game of the year, sent those home fans home happy, punched a ticket to the playoffs, now have a chance to rest this roster, which has also been plagued by injuries all season long. Dable, though, being cagey about the status of his starters for Week 18's trip to Philadelphia, bookies aren't really buying into it, setting the Eagles -14 in what is a must-win game with Hurts back under center. Even if the Giants did have something to play for and the starters were on the field, likely a letdown spot for them after that perfect Week 17 result. A look-ahead game goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who we talked about. This line went 7 down to +3. Bowles and the guys say they want to play. I'm not fully buying into it. They have to be able to rest teams here, and I think this is why, if you are looking to bet on Tampa Bay, look at first half and then get out. But definitely a look-ahead spot for them to the playoffs. I'm not buying into them fully just going all out with their starters. The schedule spot takes us to Seattle, where the Seahawks and the Rams get a strange set of circumstances in Week 18. Now, the Lions and Packers game got flexed, bumped to Sunday night. Seattle needs a win over LA, and then they need the Lions to beat Green Bay. The only tricky thing is that if they beat the Rams, they actually eliminate the Lions from the playoffs before they even take the field in primetime. As for LA, this is the team playing 2 straight road games. It's 3rd away tilt in 4 games, and this is their 4th game in 21 days. It's a tough test to close out what has been a long season for the defending Super Bowl champs. So I'm not a giant futures guy, and I've talked about that before in the podcast, but there could be some futures markets here, and some of the more open subjective markets right now. Things like coach of the year, where you see Nick Sirianni and Kyle Shanahan, they lead the way, plus 175 co-faves. But behind them, you've got Giants head coach Brian Daboll listed as big as plus 300. He's got the Giants to the playoffs in his first year, a 180 from this team that had only four wins last season. Had Sirianni been able to keep the Eagles on track with Hurts out, maybe he'd be that front runner. I actually think Shanahan is ahead of him. But Daboll right now at 3-1, worth a shot considering what he's been working with, the injuries he's dealt with, the quality of the division, and how he's flipped this culture. The other one you want to look at too is comeback player of the year. We see Geno Smith and Christian McCaffrey, both around plus 175 co-faves. I'm leaning towards Geno here, knowing that he still has a lot of work to do in week 18. He put on a solid game against the Jets. He faces a bad Rams pass defense. McCaffrey and the Niners likely going to go out, blow the socks off of Arizona. I don't think he'll play much in the second half. So Geno still has plenty of time to impress bettors and earn this plus 175 payday. All right, two-minute drill time. With no Thursday game, the two-minute drill is dedicated to some early Week 18 bets that I have on the go. We're going to start. We're going to go back to Geno and the Seahawks. I laid minus 6.5 at home to the Rams. As mentioned, the motivation is there for the Seahawks, who are confident that Dan Campbell and the Lions will still fight against Green Bay, regardless of their playoff chances, and that's true. We mentioned the tough spot for LA, and they're also going to be marching out Baker Mayfield, who's still learning this McVay playbook after his late-season pickup with this team. Mayfield now has to make play calls and audibles with an earful of the Lumen Field 12 in a must-win home game for the Seahawks. It's going to be loud. And Mayfield already stinks on the road, where he owns a passer rating of 73.2 versus 109.2 at home. So Seahawks minus 6.5 for me. I took the Tampa Bay Buccaneers alternative first half spread minus 2.5, which is paying plus 160 in the finale against Atlanta. As we mentioned, they're planning to play their starters. How much they play in the second half, we don't know, but they should come out swinging. I'm going to avoid any second half silliness with the silliest team in the NFL right now. I'm going to aim for Brady and Co. to come out, have a field goal edge at the halftime break over a terrible Falcons team that's just playing out the disaster of the season. So the alternative odds, minus 2.5, first half spread for the Bucs, plus 160. And finally, Cowboys, I took them, laid them minus 6 on Sunday night, ensuring that I got them under a touchdown in this game. And the motivation is there, but there's also temptation for week 18. The spread did sink as low as minus 4.5. It did go back up to minus 5.5, but that's a move that looks much more significant than it really is. That line is just bouncing between dead numbers. McCarthy saying that the only goal right now is to beat Washington. He and Jerry Jones both saying the starters are going to play. Dallas can end up number 1, number 2, or number 5 in the standings. Going to need some things to trickle down. But just getting Dallas below the touchdown or even below the 6.5 right now, to me, is a quality bet, especially with the QB situation in Washington all over the place. And then they're going up against this Cowboys defense that is ball hawking, can change the game. All right, so that is it for the Tuesday episode of the Sharp 600. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for listening. If you could take a couple seconds, please rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast. We'd appreciate that. We will be back for the Friday pod, giving some best bets for week 18, as well as looking at the CFP National Championship game. Until then, good luck.